The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a musical comedy is in the Olympia Theatre this month, and we have three of the stars of the show. They've just breezed into studio with me here. And let me just say, I would definitely swipe right. You are looking mighty fine.
Thank you so much.
Emer, Aisling and Rachel, you're very welcome to the studio. So give us the plug. When is the show on?
So the show is August 20th to 24th. It's okay. On in the Olympia. And we're doing a show every night, and then we've got two shows on the Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So everything going well, comfortable in rehearsals?
Yeah, we're starting Tuesday for rehearsals. We have 2 weeks rehearsals this time. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
So have you guys done, because it's toured in the UK?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we did it in the Olympia, in the Tivoli, before they pulled it down, before Christmas. We did like 5 weeks and we took a break, obviously, and then we went to the UK with it. But Rachel was doing a Shakespeare play, so we had Lindsay Co-op playing Kaz, and then the original cast now is back together for the Olympia. Yay.
Okay. That's okay, so Aisling, give us the rundown. Tinder the Musical, is it exactly what it says on the tin?
It is. Tinder the Musical, basically, it's about friendship. Mm-hmm. So the main storyline, what grabs people, I find, about the musical is the friendship between the three friends.
Okay.
So we've got Maz, Kaz, and I play Shaz.
Right, Maz. Kaz and Shaz,
that's it.
You'll have to ask her for the Tinder terms. That's
all right. Yeah, yeah.
So we're basically friends since school. So what happens is the show opens and we've just been celebrating Kaz's upcoming wedding.
Right.
So we've been out for a hen night and we're trying to convince Marion to go on Maz to go on Tinder. And in the midst of all that, we discover Kaz's fiancé is on Tinder.
Yeah. Oh, the dirty rogue.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Explodes from there.
That's not uncommon, I hear.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hear.
People can relate to it, I
believe. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, God, so you find the little swine on Tinder.
Yeah.
And then, can we reveal what happens after that? Like, are you?
There's a standoff between me and Kaz.
The story kind of takes a bit of a turn.
So we just have to go and see it. There's a breakdown in friendship.
Yeah, and then we all end up on Tinder at the same time because obviously Kaz is heartbroken, right?
It's a big competition.
I'm going to find another man, you know? And then Maz, Shaz and Kaz are all on Tinder at the same time. So they're kind of all... Well, Maz kind of wouldn't be in the same league of fellas as you guys. You know, like she she ends up with a horselito hitting.
And you get to see the images of the things of the men on the screen at the back because there's like, and they have the lyrics for the songs and stuff as well. So
yeah,
and you can see what we're seeing.
It sounds like it's a bit of crack. Yeah. And you know the way Daniel Day-Lewis, he goes into method acting.
Oh, deep into the world of Tinder.
Yeah. Yeah, so did you have to go deep in... Well, can I ask at this point, which of you are single? Okay.
Yeah, I'm single.
Emer, you're single.
I've experienced Tinder before.
Okay, and so you were a Tinder user?
Yeah, for like 20 minutes. And then I was like, I'm dying alone.
She played with mine during rehearsals one time. And so
it's the best to play with someone else's.
I love doing that.
But then I swiped right with this guy who was... quite attractive, but it was a very busy time for me. Like I was obviously
so she ghosted him.
No, I didn't ghost him. I said I'm working on something and it's really busy. I'm really busy. Can you give me a couple of days? And he said, yeah, but it was a week. And I was working on that, and I was working on another show with West Side Performing Arts. And then I literally, as soon as opening night opened, I decided, right, I'm going to send him a text, and I opened, or I send him a message, and I opened Tinder, and he had deleted me because I hadn't messaged him in like 2 days.
Here's the thing with Tinder for me, right? Because there was Operation Transformation and there was a leader on it last year, Siobhan O'Brien, who is just mega and she's brilliant, and she had just lost the will to live having been on Tinder. She was single and her friends, herself and her best friend, and they were like, no, it's done, I'm over, I'm sick of the disgusting photographs, I'm sick of people not messaging me back, like why do you send me a message and then not respond when I send you one back?
Yeah.
So what has been your experience of Tinder, and when the audience come to see this, is it very much like a girl crew night out? Is it just women go, this is it, God, I'm over it?
Well, like we've had a couple of people who have met on Tinder.
Yeah.
So they come to Tinder on a date and they're able to relate to meeting each other. And then we have had like the crews of women. It's really funny. We had, I don't know if you remember it, there was like a student night and there was a lot of kind of younger people in the audience.
Oh my God, I do remember this night. Yeah, yeah.
And they were all really like afraid to laugh.
They're quiet.
Yeah. But like the older audience is like break their hearts laughing. Yeah. So I think the people younger, it's too close to the bone.
For them. It's too real. It's too real.
See themselves up
there.
Aisling, had you dabbled in the old dating apps before you met your partner?
No, never. So I'm with my partner a long, long time. So when I opened the script, I honestly, some of the terms I didn't know.
Like what?
Yeah, like ghosting, like when a fella just disappears, breadcrumbing, when a fella leaves a tiny trail of DMs or Instagram likes just to keep you interested.
Red crumbing.
There's a zombieing when a fella just reappears into your life, having previously ghosted you. Or there's cushioning, which is kind of just...
Oh, yeah. I forgot that one. What's cushioning?
It's basically just like keeping people sweet. Like
it's purposely breadcrumbing someone to keep
like a backup
them there
plan, isn't
case.
It?
Yeah, it's like
a backup plan.
But there's a new one. It's gentle ghosting.
Oh
yeah, right.
Gentle
ghosting is basically you plan on ghosting someone, but you breadcrumb them. Oh. You kind of wean yourself away.
You wean them off.
I'm confused.
I'm confused. And I'm just hungry now. And Rachel, what about you? You did Tinder.
Yeah.
Did
for
you
like
have
20 minutes?
Did you have any dating disasters, like any big ones?
I made friends in it, and that was my main thing in New Zealand when I moved away.
The two of them are just looking at each other.
That's all I wanted to do.
Lads do that, it's so annoying. Like, it's enjoying it to be a pen pal.
But I told them, I literally was just like, oh, look, I'm from Ireland and I just want to make some friends. So can we just be... And I actually still have a friend from it. So,
any males listening who are on Tinder, please don't do that.
Tinder, please don't do that.
That's not
this,
why we're not a pen
pal. Well, what would you say, Emer? Like, what are the online dating do's and don'ts then? I mean, all of this, because women are we're quite savvy obviously now to how
give your height people... I've had experiences of friends who have gone on dates and their date is much much shorter than them,
like that sort of stuff doesn't bother me. Like,
well, I've had girls who are just like, no, I can't. I'm my friend, she's like 6 foot, and she was like, he never gave me his height, and when he stood up at the table she said I nearly died. And she had worn her heels and she was looking amazed, she was glamazon like, and she said I nearly died.
But you see, you could look, the argument of that is because now with filters and girls wearing makeup and getting her hair done and doing the whole thing, and you
take look nothing
6,000
like
photographs of yourself until you get like the nicest one and the best angle, and then you walk in and they're clearly like, oh,
you don't look like that.
That's called kitten fishing. So catfishing is when you pretend to be
fishing
someone totally different.
Emer, you need to do a master's degree.
I listened to a podcast last week called Private Education, and there was about 10 more terms, and I was like, oh, I better do a bit of studying.
Sorry, like,
catfishing is when you pretend you're someone completely different. Kitten fishing is when you gently Photoshop, or you lie about something small, like you lie about your height, or you filter something, or you put something else in. So it's kind of like only a small lie, as opposed to like a completely like, I am not
a different person.
Yeah. You can clear out all the lines and make the hair bigger.
I need to know this.
I think in Ireland, being single has changed a little bit. My sister lives in the States. She lives in California. Okay. She lives in Los Angeles, where nobody cares. Nobody asks what age you are. Nobody asks if you're married.
Yeah.
Nobody asks if you have children.
Yeah.
And I think here, I think people are a little, we're changing. We're not there.
Yeah.
But certainly, I think people are a bit more aware now that relationships happen maybe a little bit later, and they're
true. Well, I mean, and that's one thing for me, and I hate to say it, but like, you know, if I'm looking in, age is probably the first thing I check in a profile. I want someone either the same age as me or older. But that being said, like, sometimes when you meet someone and if they're younger than you and you get on with them, it doesn't matter. But I think in the age where you can order, not order or pick and choose, you know, that you go, or if age would be one thing, or like some people just, you may not ask things about people, but people disclose so much by their photographs, like on their profiles. Like if someone's holding a gun in a photograph, I don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
Or, and even some people have a dog. I love dogs. I love animals. But some of the lads look like they've literally just gone off the street, taken a puppy, taken a bit. Yeah, great. Tick the box.
Or
if
it's a
puppy,
gym,
you know?
Pic. If it's like a selfie gym pic of a man.
But you know when you were talking about swiping right, your friend swiped right for you. My sister's friend swiped right for her friend, and she is in a fabulous relationship now.
Wow.
Yeah, and I I was having an argument with Siobhan from Operation Transformation. I was in her kitchen, and she was just like, "No, no, no." I was like, yeah, "You can't even see them. I can't even see. Did he have a mustache or did he not? Like, you swiped right so quick."
That's what I was saying to you. You need to go in and have a look and read their thing. And people look different in their.
No, so you're looking for pen pals. I'm looking for someone. Did you get it?
I'm looking for friends everywhere.
I'm a light over here. Like, yeah. You need to invest. No. Jessica Fletcher on a Tinder profile over there.
Have you ever fought, Aisling, over a guy with a friend? Because I know that's part of the show. That's a theme in the show.
God. No, actually, I don't think so. That's never happened to me, unless we were talking like senior infants buzz.
Okay.
I might have gotten someone in a headlock about someone in senior infants, but never as an adult. No, actually never as an adult. And like, the audience are quite reactive about this. They can be quite reactive about other women.
Yes.
You know, if one's being nasty towards the other, you will get it.
That's true.
Oh.
And they actually will say it, though. Yeah, they'll call you out on it.
Do you know what someone did to me one time? I think I was talking to your researcher this morning. We were chatting away, and I fancied this guy years ago, right? We were probably about 15, and I said it to my mates. I was like, "Oh yeah, I fancy." I won't say his name. Let's call him Paul, right?
Okay.
His name.
And they don't know. And so I said, "I kind of fancy him." And my mate was like, "Okay," and I was like, "Will you suss him out?" Because it was all that, like, ask your mate to be, you know, whatever. And she went, like, another friend of ours went and said to Paul, in inverted commas, "Emer likes you, but so does." Such and such. Which one basically do you want to be? I only found out about this like a couple of years later.
Who would do that?
We don't hang out anymore. Obviously, I've smelt it without actually knowing. But yeah, I can't believe people. Like, if that happened in the show, our audience would go mental. Absolutely. Mm. Like.
And Rachel, you lived in New Zealand. I'm right in saying that. So, what is the dating culture different there than here?
No, it's pretty similar.
And Tinder is big there. I mean, it's just taken over the world.
Go on dates with my friend. I used to accompany her on her Tinder days because she wouldn't go without
me. What is with you and the friend?
Oh my God.
No, this guy, right, was like a millionaire and had a swimming pool. And she was like, "You can come and you can swim in the pool. Please come with me." So we could have gotten married.
So sorry. Whoa. What was his Tinder profile?
He was standing
in front of his mansion and she went.
Yeah. Right?
He was only house sitting
in the air.
he was
renting Airbnb.
So go on. What happened? So she matches with him.
And I was at the pool enjoying life just in New Zealand. Yeah.
It's like some sort of bouncer.
Yeah, but then I ended up, she didn't get on with him at all. And then he was showing us the house and I was like, "Are they your children?" He was like, "Yeah. We haven't gotten divorced yet, but we're going through." And I was just like, "Okay, right." I was like, "We need to go."
See, there's a lot of that. Like, even on Tinder, you'd have a profile where it was like, "I'm not going to show my face because I'm married, looking for a bit of fun." Why?
Or I had a friend, he went on a date and he got there and it was a couple and he was like, sorry. And
she was obviously like,
husband and wife. And then the husband got offended that he didn't want to, because he was like, "What's wrong with my wife?" And he was like, "Oh no, there's nothing wrong with her. She's lovely, but I just didn't realize she wasn't single."
There are endless stories.
I have a good story though, where a friend was good friends.
I'd say you have more than one or two good stories.
Buckle up, everybody.
They were friends for 5 years.
Right.
She's actually doing costume. It's Christina. She's doing costume and coppers at the Olympia at the minute.
Oh, and that is meant to be brilliant. I'm dying to see that
as well. We're having good fun. But she was good friends with them for 5 years and they matched on Tinder. And pretended they did. They were like, "Oh, you're very cute." And he was like, "Oh, you're very cute." And pretend. And then he was like, "So do you want to go for a drink?" And they're 2.5 years together.
That's a good story.
Yeah. Because
it does happen. Ireland being so small.
You can be like,
you're going to see people on Tinder that you know.
Yeah. So Tinder can be like the friend going, go on.
If you link your Tinder to your Facebook... Mm. Technically, it's not meant to show you anybody that you're friends with.
It shows you don't match with your mates. But it shows mutual. When I was on a years ago.
Yeah, whatever the algorithm is now, it's that so you don't match with your mates.
You know what, ladies? We're going to take this to the canteen upstairs. We'll keep it going. Remind me again that the Tinder the Musical, it's taking place in the Olympia Tuesday the 20th to Saturday the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are available now. It sounds like a right out hoot. I am going to be there. Thank you very much for coming in to have a chat.
Thanks,
Siobhan is
so
back in studio.